Blog Talk Radio.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, I can burn a bridge. Even a small light, I can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling of feeling emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching the chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name, I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You ain't heard the codes like this in a long time. Don't you see that long time? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 15th. Threes in the air, I can see you are. Hide your feelings now, what you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I say, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Wake your ass up, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Now with my man Kendrick Lamar, bitch don't kill my vibe this morning, you know what I'm saying? It's 4 minutes after 8 a.m. coming to you live. Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm your host, the Fat Man. What's going on, everybody? Good morning. You know what I'm saying?
Get your freestyles ready.
Good morning, y'all. What's going on? You got your boy, Fat Man, up in here. You know what I'm saying? It is, what's the high today? It's kind of warm. It's 39 degrees out here in Fair with today's high of 68 degrees. Tomorrow, it's going to be 70 degrees. Yesterday, it was 70 degrees. You know what I'm saying? Nice and warm. I kind of stayed in the house, just chilled out. You know what I'm saying? Took care of some paperwork and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's Tuesday morning. What's going on, everybody? You know what I'm saying? You know how we do this. Got your boy Fat Man up in here. If you want to holler at me, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Big shout out to everybody on the East Coast. East Coast is already up and doing their damn thing this morning. They already up and moving around, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We always the last ones to get up and everything and move around and stuff like that there. So, y'all get up and get your grind on. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a beautiful day today. Get out. Get you some exercise. Cardio. Y'all get up and get your exercise jumping off, okay? You know, get that heart pumping and everything. Get that blood running through your body and everything like that so you can have a great, great day. We got a lot of news for you. A lot of some local news, you know what I'm saying, some international news, a lot of things going on in the news, you know what I'm saying, this morning. For instance, what was really found in the raid at Justin Bieber's house. You know, they raided his house and shit and broke up another party and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Boy, I swear, you white kids, boy, y'all need to keep your asses out of trouble. Then we got a going to look into a new trial sought for South Carolina boy, 14, who was executed in 1944. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, yesterday was Martin Luther King's birthday. You know what I mean? And without him, a lot of this, what we're doing and having the right and the right of freedom of speech and things like that wouldn't be possible without him marching and going through what he went through, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So, you know, big shout out to Martin Luther King and everybody that was in the civil rights movement and everything. So like I said, y'all, it's 7 minutes after 8. 7 minutes after 8 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's a Tuesday morning, y'all. What's happening? Wake your ass up. You got the Fat Man. Wake your ass up. Morning show. Like I said, if you want to holler at me, you got anything to say, you want to chat, you want to shout out, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into my man Trinidad James, All Gold, everything, and we'll be right back, y'all, with the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
It sound like 007. Yeah. Yeah. James, gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. This ain't for no fuck, nigga. You a real nigga, then fuck with me. This one for the hood, nigga. Hips the bitches that shop at Lenny. Dark skinned, light skinned, Asian and white women. Hype beasts, we know about you. Don't buy shoes unless they're popular. For the hoes, my nigga. That pussy poppin' that Magic City. Got that strong, my nigga. Then come match that shit with me. Smoking me, my nigga. Then don't pass that shit to me. This one for my nigga. And bitches buy that money.
Cash out.
Got a law, chest of bread. Them bad hoes that Onyx.
Uh-huh.
I don't fuck with no snitches. So don't tell me who tellin'.
Nope.
This one for them colleges. Them bad hoes that spell. Shout out to them freshmen.
attachment. On Instagram, straight flexing. Pop the molly, I'm sweating. Pop the molly, I'm sweating. Mama always told me, boy, count your blessings.
Count them all.
In God, I trust. So I kept counting them frankly. I'm too sly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist. One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold rings, it's nuts.
God damn.
OG joint, them hot socks, no shirt on, I'm stunned.
Okay.
And this song for them fuck niggas who hating on you this summer.
Fuck.
Talk shit behind your back, but won't say shit in public. Fuck.
Yeah.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. In that automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Bands is in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and the flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it, bitch.
We in it, bitch.
They think they seeing me, but they ain't seen shit.
But they ain't seen shit.
Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this. Here all night, can't tell me, nothing can't tell me shit. All in my zone, all on my own. Open that pack, rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch, won't turn down, won't go home, yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Don't kill my vibe, I don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie. I'm on my square, blowing circles in the air. Her that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you, you want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it, bullet semen. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spent meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, still in it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Me and all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stun, low-key I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic Rich, nigga I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with his lady. I got your boo in my Bugatti,
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
What's going on? Wake your ass up, morning show. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was my man B.O.B. We still in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I'm still in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? 8:15 a.m. in the morning out here on the West Coast. What's going on, everybody? We got a lot of stuff going on in the news this morning. You know what I'm saying? I know one is, why Colorado and Washington were wise to legalize pot. Okay, so you know what I'm saying? That's what Vegas needs to do. It says finding a path. Entrepreneurs will always figure out a way to respond to business opportunities. That's why other states should follow the example of Colorado and Washington and legalize the recreational use of marijuana. Harness the power of entrepreneurs is much more productive than fighting it. Okay, on January 1st, Colorado legalized for the sale of amount of marijuana for recreational use. Later this year, Washington will follow suit. Alaska, Arizona, California, D.C., and Oregon may be the next to follow suit in this, and maybe the next two states to permit cannabis businesses. Cultural attitudes, fairness, economics, and entrepreneurial behavior, all a point of extension of this, trends towards legalization, which, you know, much like the policies may be caught flooded, you know, and everything. In other words, they saying, You should legalize marijuana and everything. High hopes and blunt truth for a legalized marijuana market. Should legalize marijuana and put a tax on it. Everybody talking about the economy and everything like that. Well, be an entrepreneur, be a street entrepreneur. Legalize marijuana, put a tax on it, you know what I'm saying, so we can go on and smoke and everything, get our smoke on in the morning. Everything. They ain't got to be fucking with these whack-ass weed men that don't want to give you your money's worth and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? Who got a pharmaceutical man in the neighborhood you go and get weed from? You spend good money with this motherfucker, and you still get the bottom of the barrel. You still get the thumbnail and this, that, and the other. He talk about it's kush. Man, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, yeah, all states should legalize marijuana. I believe it would help out the economy. I believe it would help out its state taxes. You guys want to hire more police and this, that, and the other. So stop raising sales tax, you know what I'm saying, and do something, create something that's going to, spark the economy, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good, you know what I'm saying? So you got your boy Fat Man up in here. 39 degrees outside, you know what I'm saying? The high of 68 today. What's going on? Welcome to the Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, you know what I'm saying? Of course, in other news, it says, what cops really found during Justin Bieber's raid, okay? I don't know if y'all know, Justin Bieber got raided the other day, and, it says, what cops really found at Justin Bieber's raid, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what they found. And I know a couple of people were arrested, things like that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? And, shut up, I got people talking in the background and shit. Yeah, I know a couple of people was arrested, you know what I'm saying, and everything. I don't know. They say they got a lot of stuff going on in the news. They say Rodman checks into rehab. Robin checks in the rehab. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. 8:20 a.m. in the morning, y'all. You got to wake your ass up, morning show. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you want to holler at me, hit me at 347-884-8810. 347-884-8810, y'all. We'll be right back after these messages because I'm still tipping.
Still tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping fofos, and I'm packing fofos. Still tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping fofos, and I'm packing fofos.
Now look who creeping, look who crawling, still balling in the mix. It's that 6'6 long dick, slim nigga sticking your chick. Pulling tricks, looking slick at all times when I'm flipping. Bar sipping, car dipping, Grant Wood grain gripping. Still tipping on still tipping on faux rapping, faux rapping, faux bowing, faux hoping. The no hacking, the no packing, faux blowing on that endo. GameCube, Nintendo, 5% tint, so you can't see up in my window. These niggas don't understand me, cause I'm boss hog on candy. Top down at Maxis with a big Glock 9 handy. Pieced up, creased up, stand dressed to impress. Big boss belt buckle under my Michelin S. Oh, Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalate. When I'm riding free wheel sliding like a escapade. I got it made, the big boss of the north. Ain't shit changed, I still represent what's your house, huh?
I'm tipping, wood grain, I'm gripping. Catch me lane switching with the paint dripping. Turn your neck and your day ain't missing. Me and Slim, we ain't tripping. I'm figure flipping and syrup sipping. Like do or die, I'm pole pimping. Car stop, rims keep spinning. I'm flipping, drop with invisible tops. Hose bob with my drop step out. I'm shaking the block with 418s. Candy green with 11 screens. My gasoline always supreme. Got Dodo the brand with a pain of lean. It tastes grinding to be a king. It tastes grinding to be a king. First round drop piece coming. Who is Mike Jones coming? Slash shining with a grilling woman, slap shining with a grilling woman. I'm Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones, the one and only. You can't clone me. Got a lot of haters and a lot of homies. Some friends and some phony. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me.
People's champ, my chain light up like a lamp, cause now I'm back with the camp. I'm crawling similar to an ant, cause I'm low to the earth. People's feelings get hurt when they figure out what I'm worth. I got 84s poking out at the club, I'm showing out. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. Hoes wanna know what I'm about. Bigger diamonds off in my mouth, princess cuts all in my chain, wood grain all in my range, dripping stains when I switch lanes. Switch the name, it's still the same. Switch the house or switch the blast. Mike Jones, he running the game and magnificent by this cash. Michael Watts, he made me hot. Hard work took me to the top. G-Dash took me to the lot. He wrote a check and bought a drop. I got the internet going nuts, but T-Ferris got my back, so now I'm holding my nuts. It's Power Wow, baby. What you know about me? I'm on that 5-9 South Lee, baby. Holla at me.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up on this show, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 24 minutes after 8 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, 39 degrees, fair, high today is going to be 68 degrees. Tomorrow, 70 degrees. Yesterday was 70 degrees, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't get out in it. I kind of laid around the house and this, that, and the other, you know. For the first, you know, I've just been being lazy and kind of enjoying the first of the year and everything and just doing what the fuck I want to do for once, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta do what satisfies you instead of what satisfies everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Whether everybody else get mad or not, you know what I mean? So that's what your boy Fat Man been doing. Here in local news, in local Las Vegas news this morning, we got a Las Vegas man faces judge in wife's death at Nellis Air Force Base. It says a 32-year-old Las Vegas man is due for an initial court appearance in the slaying of his wife in the garage of a home at the Nellis Air Force Base. Ricky L. Massey Jr. is being held at Clark County Jail pending an appearance Tuesday before a judge and open murder charge. Police say Massey was in the home when Nellis security personnel arrived Friday morning and found the woman dead. The woman name and cause of death weren't immediately made public. It wasn't clear if Massey or the woman both were military personnel. Police said the woman and Massey had been involved in a domestic dispute hours before her body was found, and she appeared to have been beaten to death. Okay, so that's why your ass is about to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You guys, you can't be hitting on these women and everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on in local news out here. Then also we got a possible investigation of a gang shooting. Las Vegas police are investigating a shooting that left two people hurt. It happened before 11 a.m. Saturday near Charleston Boulevard and Torrey Pines. According to police, the victims were expected to survive. Police are looking for a dark Nissan Maxima connected with the shooting. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I need to make sure that you make sure y'all be safe out there and everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of stuff going on in local news. Especially out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I mean? It's just, I mean, so much going on and everything, y'all. So listen, you got your boy up in here, Fat Man, coming to you live and direct. Listen, teachers in Arizona, police Arizona, teacher takes 6-year-old girl shirt off as punishment. Now, I don't know what type of punishment a 6-year-old girl taking her shirt off is going to prove, but it says an Arizona kindergarten teacher faces 26 counts of indecent exposure and one count of child abuse after he allegedly removed a six-year-old girl's shirt and left her naked from the waist up in a packed classroom. Thomas Washburn, 54, who teaches at Adams Elementary, was arrested Wednesday when the incident reportedly occurred. Police said something upset Washburn, who started shouting in the classroom filled with dozens of youngsters. The outburst frightened the victim, and she hid her face in the top of her shirt, officer said. What do this sound like? I mean, that's blatant child abuse. Y'all got to come on now and get our acts together. Our children are our futures. You know what I'm saying? If we treat them like shit, then what the hell? I mean, what the hell you expect? You know what I'm saying? We got to step our game up, y'all. We got to take care of our kids, all right? What is this? We got, let's see. Well, of course, we got traffic blocked on Decatur after water line break. You know what I'm saying? Everything. Well, we got a lot going on. And heavy snow is hitting the eastern U.S., y'all. I mean, everybody out there is getting hit with the snow and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, y'all got to be careful. Philadelphia, some schools are dismissed early, and federal government has closed its offices in Washington areas as a winter storm bears down on the mid-Atlantic and northeastern
areas. The National Weather Service says that the storm could bring 8 to 12 inches of snow Tuesday to Philadelphia and New York. Bitterly cold air with wind chills as low as 10 degrees below zero. Damn, that's cold right there. That's cold. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, y'all. 8:30 a.m., you know what I'm saying? We doing it real big out here, you know what I mean? We going to be back in just a minute, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that there. You know, you got your boy Fat Man. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm still trying to wake up myself. I know y'all like, Fat Man, you kind of dragging this morning and this, that, and the other. You ain't lying. Maybe I need some of that baby mama pussy to wake me up this morning. Here's my man Plies and Shorty Low, baby mama pussy.
And I'm going so crazy. Oh, bro. Sometimes she be cool. Now sometimes she just tapping niggas. One thing about her, that little motherfucker.
Scream.
Baby mama push. Know how to fucking push. Stay trying, nigga. But you got some good push. Not like that baby mama push. Always drama push. I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama push, but not like that baby mama push. Baby mama push, unstrapped, done and cut. That baby mama push, but not like that baby mama push. Baby mama push, happy shit sometimes. That baby mama push, be cool when she wanna be. Happy shit always, always with the fuck shit. She a handful always, argue with every day, joke with her sometimes.
Just pay up for a couple of long, but
nigga, ain't him. But she got some good pussy. Not like that baby mama pussy. Always drama pussy. I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama pussy. Not like that baby mama pussy. Baby mama pussy. On stride done cut. That baby mama pussy. Not like that baby mama pussy. Baby mama pussy. Baby mama pussy, that pussy. Unstrapped, uncut. That baby mama pussy. Not like that baby mama pussy, that pussy. Baby mama pussy, that pussy. Unstrapped, uncut. That baby mama pussy, that pussy.
Young Jesus. Sing your boy K.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Yeah, I'm digging it down,
digging it down.
Throw on my face, let her sit while I smile.
Sit while I smile.
In the bedroom, it ain't no room.
Ain't no room.
Running that pussy like it got on shoes.
What?
Make her shoot it first, first like Kobe. When I'm done, do the beat it up, dance like Jody.
Hey.
Have her ass making tacos, cleaning the shit.
Cleaning
do you
shit.
Fuck other girls?
Huh?
Pleading the fifth.
What?
Don't be asking no questions.
No questions.
And what the boy be about?
Hold up.
Don't let me catch you with another nigga though.
What?
I might start choking you out.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm stroking you out. Beating
yeah.
it, eating it slow.
Yeah,
I'm keeping it wet like I'm selling the shine.
Selling the shine.
Stroking your nipples while I play with the hoe. And yeah, we doing it, bear. You better take all the fire.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Put it all in her tummy. She on my dick like black people in gin and rummy. Ayy, stop calling to see about me. She turned a friend, he crazy, he got a key about me. Stat a pussy like a knife fight. Disrespectful with the dick, I'm what your wife like. I'm on the corner maintaining the shit. She pull up like, nigga, you out here slanging that shit. Yeah, that. And if I hold out on her, she want a bread bag. Test a nigga like she gone, where her head at. And if that pussy pipe down, nigga, head crack. You mad, I got her under my spell cause you trap. She be rolling with a nigga cause I rap. Put that nigga so far she burp like yo bad.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
I'm going all out,
all out.
He got that good dick,
ball out.
The dick so big, he don't fall out. Fuck, be so good, make me crawl out.
Crawl out.
I need that ASAP. I see them bitches in the club tryna take that.
Bitch.
My pussy so good, make them pass that. What I look like, let another bitch have that. You better hit my line, boy. It's nighttime, I'ma take it like a crime, boy. That dick all in my mind, boy. The way I ride, make it bust like a nine, boy. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make
Girl,
it.
What's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Yeah. No, they don't really want.
wanna take his cool off,
boy,
do it. I just press it
early in the morning, whiskey on my mind.
Hold up, 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 yeah.
She love the way I'm doing it, do it. So good she won't put my tattoo on it. Bottom line is, you the finest. Gave you a new name, what's that, what's that, what's that? Hold up, hold up, whoa there. Let's capture this moment, if I, then I own it. Wanting every morning, on the droning, girl, we groaning. But that got me feeling like a kid with a streetlights on.
Streetlights on, on.
You know I gotta go until it's
early in the morning. I'ma take my time, do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I brought some Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Just let the song play.
Hold up, talk to the man, you talking to a grown man, like wait too much up in your pants for us not to make the bed quick.
There goes the bitch.
Everybody rip the swag off, before I rip the tag off, why my pants sag off, cause I'm rapping my ass off, flow so ugly, money so handsome, just a anthem, get it? Anthem.
Early in the morning, this is all alone. I'ma take my time, do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I brought some Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Just let the song play.
Cause I don't really wanna talk too much, but you love it when I talk like a lost it. And I love how you look when you blazing, and I swear you turn at least half Asian. And we bout to have a liaison. She's so cool, give hair with a shades on.
Whoa.
You should just go through a K-bone.
Whoa.
And it's just so amazing. So amazing. So amazing. Take it to the car, bloop bloop. That look like I'm speed racing. Leaving with me, it'll boost your reputation. West side is where I'm stationed. Spent all night just champagne tasting. Ain't no rest, girl, let's just pace it till it's
early in the morning.
Yeah,
when she's all alone, I'ma take my time, do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I brought some Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Just let the song play.
What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man back up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show. That was my man, Big Sean.
And this was all inspired by little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
You know what I'm saying? It's 8:43 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I know we had been into the news and entertainment news and everything like that. It was one thing that I wanted to discuss was a new trial sought by South Carolina boy who was executed in 1944, all right? New trial sought for a South Carolina boy executed in 1944. Sumner, South Carolina, 14-year-old black boy was executed nearly 70 years ago, is finally getting another day in court, and his lawyer plans to argue Tuesday for a new trial, saying his conviction was tainted by segregationist era justice system and scant advice. George Steiny was found guilty in 1944 for killing two white girls aged 7 and 11. The trial lasted less than a day in the tiny southern mill town of Alcalo, whatever, southern town, separated, and most were in those days by race. It was, back during segregation, you know. Nearly all the evidence, including confessions, that it was central to the case, against Steiny has disappeared, along with transcripts and trials. Of course, they'd have lost everything. Lawyers working on his behalf and Steiny's family have gathered new evidence, including sworn statements from his relatives, accounting for his whereabouts the day the girls were killed from a pathological dispute and the autopsy's findings. So here's a young man who was executed at 14. A black man's life don't mean shit. They was killing kids, and he got on the jail outfit and everything at age 14, executed in 1944. That's a damn shame. And now, in 2014, they just not trying to get justice for this young man. All because back then, if you say you killed a white woman or you did something white, that's what it was. Man, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Yo, we got a caller on the line. Shit, you know what I'm saying? 5860841. You know what I'm saying? You got your man. You on the Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up show. What's going on?
Guess who it is?
Oh,
it's
shit. What's going on, sweetie?
What's going on with you, man?
Nothing.
They talked
much,
you to the last
much.
Millennium.
Yeah. Exactly. Hello. I'm trying to wake my ass up this morning and this and the other.
For
That's
sure.
all. What's
For
going
sure.
on with you? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Fat Man, I got a problem with money.
Uh-oh.
I got a problem with people's attitudes towards money, especially black people. Why is it that when you say you want to get money and you black, everybody around you comes and tell you that the money is the white man's? I'm black. Why I can't have money, too?
Right.
When
right.
I say I want to leave money to my grandkids, they like, oh, you got to go do it. And the white man said, the white man ain't got nothing to do with me paying my DTE bill because I can't go with my ideologies of my black power, of my pan-Africanism or Christianity mm-hmm. or Islam and pay nay a bill.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to know, what is this collective that it's a bad thing to desire to have money? But when you get money, it be the black people that be trying to come take it from you.
Take it from you. Yeah, that's true. That is so true.
So my logic is, if you don't like money, why you want mine? I mean, I thought y'all wasn't cool.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So I be posting on my page things about getting money, and you know, I said something the other day about these hoteppers. I'm like, y'all be out here talking about who started and who the original man was. I don't never see y'all posting nothing about business or how to make your ends meet or how to stretch finances or how to invest in
right.
stock. And somebody got so mad. He was so mad. Of course, we barbecued
really?
Him, but he was so mad.
Why was he mad?
Because I said that these conscious people don't never talk about getting money. All they talk about, I don't want the white man's money, and the white man did this, and it's easier to get for a rich man to get in. How it go? It's easy for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than a rich man to
yeah.
get into heaven. I'm like, well,
yeah.
why are they always asking for money at church?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand
yeah.
the logic in it. That money is allegedly, having money is allegedly a bad thing. And I think it's part of that slave programming.
It's a bad thing to those who don't have it.
Yes.
You know, it's a bad thing to those who can't acquire it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, it's all on the individual. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a lot of times I talk to these artists and tell them, you know, stop worrying about whose career is blowing up before yours. Just keep doing what you're doing and making
exactly.
sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, that's that monkey see, monkey do mentality. You know,
it's like a
Facebook mentality. Whatever they see everybody doing on Facebook, everybody else follows suit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So if me and you talking about, well, we ain't going to get this money because of the government and because of this and because of that and because of this and that and this. Everybody else going to start talking that same shit, too.
You know what's
you
so
know,
crazy? It was this girl, and she was talking about how they were talking about how to form an African movement with just funded by black people. I'm like, you can't get black people to agree on where they want to eat dinner. How you going to get them to fund a project that's going to help black people? So I gave her the links to the catalog for federal domestic assistance. I gave her the link to become a grant writer. I gave her the link to the Small Business Administration. And I gave her a link to the census to be able to see how certain businesses are funded, the operational data for any kind of business you want to start.
Okay.
She got upset. I don't want the white man's money. I'm like, well, then you don't want no money at all. And all
you
I thought
no
about was
all.
Some more on Comedy Jam. You don't know money like I know money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Me and money are friends. I like money. I ain't got nothing against money. You know what I mean? And when I say I like money, I get attacked from people that I don't even know. I mean, it be niggas coming from left field of Timbuktu. Oh, then it's not okay to like money, Illa. And then I post a picture of my 44, like, get off my page. You know what I'm saying? I have to look at it like I don't think some of these people have been where I've been. I've lived in an abandoned dope house where it was so cold that you had to go to another room to pee, and before you would get to the other room, the pee was froze. I've been so poor that all I had to eat in my house was a bag of onions and some grease, so I made onion rings. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I've got 4 children, and we grew up together, you know. It's been I had 4 forks and 4 spoons. Okay. I couldn't eat until they got finished eating. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So for somebody to come to me and say, oh, you're not supposed to be rich, I say, you're not supposed to be on my page because we're not the same kind of people. I got I need money for great, great, great grandchildren. I think, you know, everybody's just this old Illuminati thing and, oh, these families, they did this. Okay, that's them. But I think like them because I want to leave something to my great, great grandchildren where they don't have to go through the struggle that my children had to go through because my grandparents didn't have anything to leave them because they weren't afforded that opportunity. But I'm afforded that opportunity, so why not take it? Why not try to make it a better future where my kids don't have to struggle with what I had to struggle through? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with them? You know what I mean? It's that 3/5 of a human logic, and they talk about this Willie Lynch letter and how you break a slave and all this other stuff. Okay, ain't nobody got no change no more, and the only change is on the mind, and it's on the mind because people are still bound to the things that happened in slavery. It true enough, it's a lot that goes on in America, and it's a lot that we're up against, but it's just like to take the scraps from the pig and make a whole meal that the whole family can eat. Pig, feed, hog, malls, greens, all that. You know? It's about preparing a table for your whole family to eat. It's a gang out here in Mount Clemens called EBE, Everybody Eats. And what I do at the community center with the food giveaway, we mean that literally because ain't nobody in this neighborhood hungry. I bet you that everybody in this neighborhood got food. And I look at that like that's my family. My family, I need it to be where everybody in my family is able to eat. There's nothing wrong with money. And they say, well, love of money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. No, broke niggas do evil shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
broke
true.
People
that's
do
true.
Stuff that's evil. That evil is based on the human condition. It's based on that person. Money isn't going to – it may change you and make you buy nicer things and have a different attitude. But if you ain't got that attitude before you get money, that money ain't going to – shouldn't change you.
Okay. Well, what about – I need to ask you a question. What about the person that's so in love with you or so in love and they say, well, all I need is you. I don't need no money.
They stupid. What's that old song? No romance, swift to finance.
Right.
And I can say that because me and my husband met in a homeless shelter. We didn't have nothing. Our first piece of furniture was a chair. You know, this was 9 years ago. Today we got a house with enough rooms to, if we don't want to talk to each other, we don't have to see each other all day.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times we used to fight about money. You need money. You can't take your love and go pay no bills.
Right.
You can't take your love and go to the grocery store, like, oh, I got this love, like the dude from Don't Be a Menace. I got these cheeseburgers, man. Oh, I got this relationship, yeah, man. You think you can let me get? No, I can't let you get nothing.
Right.
We live in a capitalist society. America is a capitalist country. America is about money. It's about dollars and cents. And dollars make sense to me. Before I had that mentality, because I was raised like that, oh, you don't need money, and money make you this, and money make... Nah, hell no. That don't make sense to me no more. I'm a grown-up now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't take my belief system. I can't take my ideologies. I can't take my relationships or none of that to the store and buy nothing. I'll be eating poke and grits. Poke your lips and grit your teeth. That's all you getting for dinner. If you try to run up in the store, talking about you're going to get something based on what you, you know what I'm saying, what you believe. That's not fact. That's not fallible. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. That's not logic. You need to. And in America, how you get rich in America is by paying taxes and creating jobs. Once you create jobs, you get paid. You get $20,000 per job you create, and it's not enough of us to think that far into the future. Or you have this bright idea of doing this, but nobody actually goes out to see how to bring this idea into fruition.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just pitched
nobody
a TV show.
Nobody does research anymore.
Nobody does research. I just pitched a TV show, and it usually takes 5 days for the person to call you back. Dude called me back this morning. He's interested. You know what I mean? That fast, because I have the drive, the initiative to make it become part of my reality. So now it's here, and all I got to do is put some money in to get some money out. It like that song with Stretch Money, it takes money to make money. So and then you look at, like, how all these houses is abandoned, like in my neighborhood, all these houses is abandoned. No one's thinking that you got these people who are, you know, they may be on drugs, they may have had a hard time in their life, but they got skills. Just because a person is in poverty don't mean that they ain't got no skills. But it's not promoted enough in the family. Because when you say you're going to do something, the majority of the time in the black family, somebody's going to come and tell you that Massa said you can't be doing that. Now you hear?
Yeah.
Then I slap the shit out of them. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's
I'm not trying to hear that. You're not going to tell me that I can't make no money. You can't tell me that I can't have long money.
Right. Right, right. Well, what about the people that can't? What about the people that can't create their money? You know, you have to have a certain type of hustle about getting your money. You have to have a certain type of hustle about getting out here and surviving in today's society. What about the person that don't know how to
speak like a kid? Think like a crackhead, because when a crackhead get off. Out the bed, the first thing they think about is where they're going to get that $10 or $20 from to get that first one to get them started for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Yep.
Those mouths don't get fed. If you want to eat, you got to go out there and dig and plant a garden. And I tell people this all the time, because I'll tell them something that they need to know, and then they'll come back and ask me something else. I'm like, dude, I have given you the fishing rod. I have pointed you to the lake. I've showed you where the worms are. You just have to dig your own worms.
Right, and fish for yourself.
Nobody wants to dig the damn worms because they don't want to get their hands dirty.
Hands dirty, yeah. Yeah.
So while we over here having
a
fishing rod, you hating on us because we eating.
Yeah, but I want you to do it for me. That's the thing. That's the thing
exactly.
That gets me. I want you to do it for me. I don't want to get
bullshit
out there and get my hands dirty and this and the other and stuff, you know. And I want you to do it for me.
Hmm. You have
you know what I'm saying? And black men need to cut
glass,
this shit
shut
out.
The hell up and one or two, I don't give a fuck.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But that's the way our society is and everything. So what's your plans for the new year? What you got planned? What you got going on for the new year?
Getting this money.
Yeah.
Playing for the whole year, getting money. You know,
right,
I was telling
right.
my husband about he got a friend that rap, and he's like out cold, and he was like, "Well, I'm hooking him up with this person. I'm like, babe, show him how to hook himself up." So I'm finna when I get done doing what I'm doing, I'm gonna show him how to go to ASCAP to write his song, to get him a song catalog. Because I wrote a song the other day. I was listening to this girl, and she's got a nice voice, but her song content was kind of crappy. So I just randomly wrote, I felt I needed to write her a song. I sat there and wrote her a song in like 5 minutes. So what I'm going to do for myself is I'm going to make a song catalog. I'm going to submit it to ASCAP, and I'm going to submit it to the Library of Congress, and maybe somebody will pick it up. You know what I mean? Money
right.
doesn't just come from a job. America is afforded, and, you know, people say, oh, you're black, I'm black, and, you know, you're three-fifths of a human. No, homie, I was born in America. I'm an American. I'm entitled
right.
to every opportunity that America has to offer, and I wouldn't live. I wouldn't want to live but nowhere else. People like go to Africa. I don't want to go to Africa. I've seen what it's like over there. I'm straight right here. So that means I'm entitled to every. I'm entitled to the American dream.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Anybody else, you're entitled to everything that anybody of any race has in America. But with us, we believe that we're not. So we don't
right.
pursue those opportunities. There's plenty of opportunities. Hell, you can. It's people out here that go around and pick up scrap metal and take it to the metal yard and get paid. These scrappers out here and where I stay at, they get paid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's all kind of ways
you, but,
money.
But you got people. You know, you got people that feel that they're too good for that. That's just
Me
like
too.
The Latinos out here. You know, they get their little hot water and corn on a stick and all of that and walk up and down the street and honk their little horn
yeah.
and this, that, and the other. You know, I made a suggestion to a girl I was dating one day. I was like, yo, shit, maybe we should do that and this, that, and the
yeah.
other. Or maybe you could do that since you want to be the candy lady. She looked at me and was like, I ain't about to get out there and walk up and down no street and this, that, and the other. See, that's the reason why you don't want no money. You don't
right.
know how to get money. You don't know how to hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Cry.
And I left her the fuck alone. I left her the fuck alone after that. Because
yeah.
when you're telling a man, I don't want to get out there and do that, but you can do it. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. What the fuck you going to do
mm-hmm.
while I'm out here trying to sell this corn and push this shit and move these
oranges
and shit like
that? As soon as I come on with money,
like
you're going to want to go to the ball.
Exactly. You're going to want to
you know
don't
what I'm
spend
saying?
It. You know what I mean?
You know what
or,
you know what
that?
I do for a living? I stand in front of the pawn shop and hold a sign.
Uh-huh.
And, like, everybody in my neighborhood talk crap about the white girl who usually do it. And, you know, every time
mm-hmm.
I talk, used to talk to somebody about it, they'd be talking crap about it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that this girl got money. She do that because she's related to the people at the job.
Right.
And so by me going up there and seizing the opportunity, one day she wasn't at work, and I told them that, look, I'll do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now I'm out here getting paid to do it, and so now the people are looking in the neighborhood are looking at me like, how did she get that job? I sure wouldn't do it. Okay, you sure will be riding past seeing me out there getting this money.
Right.
And what am I going to do?
Right.
I'm going to make it a whole employment service where other businesses will hire my workers to stand in front of their business with a sign. You
right.
know what I mean? It's taking one seed and planting in it, and taking one seed, planting it, growing it till it makes more seeds, and then planting them seeds until you got a whole garden for yourself, and then replanting the seeds until you got a garden to feed other people. One
exactly.
idea is a seed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Gotta start
well, listen,
somewhere.
Tell everybody, are you still doing your show?
Man, I completely forgot all about that show, but I'll be on. Actually, I think it's come on.
You said, man, I completely
actually,
forgot all about that show.
I'm working on a real TV show.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I pitched it to the networks, and I'm right currently right now. I'm working on a real TV show that involves Detroit, and you know it should be something interesting. I can't really talk about it because we're still in the confidentiality stages, but.
Right.
I'm Star Shima, and the 1-800-COMPLAIN.com is something finna be birth, something bigger that's finna be birthed from it. That's gonna put Detroit on the map like it never did before.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, you let us
that's
know and let us get all the information and everything like that, so we can support Star Shima and 1-800-COMPLAIN and all of that. You know what I'm saying? And I
COMPLAIN.com. My show is still on YouTube. 1-800-COMPLAIN.com. If you go to YouTube and type in Star Shima Jones, 2 E's, you know, prepare to be tickled till you feel like you got to pee.
All right, sweetie, I appreciate you calling in. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey,
Happy New Year again,
yeah,
sweetie.
Good job.
Yep. That's my girl, Tara. Tara be deep. Tara deep as hell. She be posting up shit, this, that, and the other. They be going over people's head and shit. They be all mad at her and this, that. They be all mad at her and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's 9:05 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. What's going on? You're listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, the Fat Man. We just rolling and cooling today. I'm trying to wake up my damn self. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday was a good day. We were the first time being back on the air in a year. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And we talked about a lot and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying? I think I pissed some people off and stuff like that. And you know what I'm saying? All I can do is just say, hey, you know, this is a radio show. We are exercising our First Amendment rights, and that's freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, if you can't deal with what I'm saying with or what I'm saying or what I'm talking about, then turn me off. You ain't got to listen to me. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of other shows to listen to and everything like that. You don't have to listen to the Fat Man. Fat Man is just speaking the truth and speaking on what I know. You know what I'm saying? And how I know how to go about doing things and stuff like that there. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. All I know is I was creative enough to get up here and do something that ain't being done. So, you know, y'all, I just tell everybody, step your game up. You know what I'm saying? If you want to roll with me, step your game up. You know what I mean? Because it's enough room for everybody. It ain't no sense of us trying to fight or fight for a position or anything like that there. This is the reason why black men need to come together more, business life. We need to be able to sit down at the table and discuss things. If you got a problem with another black man, be man enough to go and discuss it with that man. Don't make posts and don't do things and stuff like that and talk to other people and everything like that, because you never know. It may not be what it seems. You know what I'm saying? It may be less than what you think it is. So, you know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, it's 7 minutes after 9 out here, Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. I am tired as hell. You know what I'm saying? I had a long night and everything, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I'm here, and it's time to wake your ass up, y'all, and we're going to keep doing it like this, y'all, for my man and everything, for my man. Who we going to play right now? This is the good part about being on your own radio show, this and the other, because you can play whatever you want and whoever you want. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to play everybody. I get to play whoever the fuck I want and listen to whoever the fuck I want. So here's, you don't even know it, because half of y'all don't even know what I'm over here doing. I'm just talking crazy this morning. You got the Fat Man up in here. You know what I'm saying? Wake your ass up, morning show. We'll be back, y'all.
You don't even know it. Oh, high class. Flat only. You know what I'm saying? It's down all the pair of shoes. You don't even know. It's down all the proper lane. You don't even know. Just $500,000 car. You don't even know. I came up from the bottom. You don't even know. My all right with me. You don't even know. Got killers with me right now. You don't even know. $1 million watch, you don't need none. Got $1 million quick, you don't need none.
Hey, that monster truck, 6 car, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, don't need port. Spent on song for it, button down, Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, Floyd, CVC front row it. Rock go to Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 proper lane, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. My chick all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This
$1 million watch, you don't need none. Got $1 million quick, you don't need.
I think it's a game.
The bottom of these kicks look like slit wrists. I got gold up to my nose, man. I look just like Slit Rick. Wonder what I signed for? Keep guessing. The label want another all gold, but the young ain't stressing. Mama said if you plant a son, you'll be a star. If you ain't comfortable in your own skin, then what you doing for? I ain't trying to take your fan base. I'm trying to keep my fam straight. Want me to fall off? They can't wait. Want a show, but you can't pay. I add lil cost 2K. You eat A. Wearing like 3K. Your mama like Ben Rain. Oops, my bad. Did I blow it? I might be your stepdaddy. You ain't even know it.
James, it's $1,000 pair of shoes. You don't even know it. It's $1,000 pepper lane. You don't even know it. Just have me in the car. You don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My chick all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million quick, you don't even know it. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your chick with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Driving half a million dollar car, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Got to speak no English, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of lean, you don't even know it. Just have me in the car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My chick all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to see who fumed you had last Saturday.
The fume we had last Saturday? We had some lady fume last Saturday.
Week before that, did you have a Smith down there?
What's the name?
Smith, I can't think of the first name.
The last name was what?
Smith.
Let me see.
And within the last month or so. Hello?
We had a Wilbur Smith.
When you had, with that?
We cremated him.
And then nobody even called.
Yes, ma'am. Hold your line.
All right.
Yeah, we cremated.
Nobody called me and told me nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
So Wilbur was my neighbor.
Yes, we
cremated. And I had went out of town to visit my boy.
Yeah.
And came back and I noted that he wasn't out there in the yard.
Yeah, we
and
cremated.
Y'all done cremated Wilbur.
Yeah, we done cremated him.
Oh, Lord,
yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the ashes?
Ma'am.
Where's the ashes?
When what?
The ashes. What they do with the ashes?
The family got them.
Which family member do Blue got them?
I don't know, ma'am.
Lord, why somebody didn't call me and tell me that they been cremated with them?
Yeah, they cremated, yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord, Jesus, Lord, they didn't tell me!
All right.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
Oh, we got about 10 in here, ma'am.
Well, which one's going to be the... I knew Wilbur, but I'm just going to try to go to another film to make up for his.
Yes.
And who y'all having down there? Y'all got anything going at 1 o'clock Saturday?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Will you have anything coming up?
I don't know yet. They make arrangements now.
Do you have... What's the next film you got coming up?
We got a film Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Mount
Calvary Baptist Church.
And what's your name on it?
Ms. Annie Mae Barkley.
Me? Ah, Lord Jesus! Oh, Lord. Ain't nobody called me and told me she's dead.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, is this the Evans residence?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
This is Bernice down here at the Montel Jordan OBGYN Clinic for Women.
Uh-huh.
And I was calling to say congratulations on your ultrasound on yesterday, and it is a boy. You said you wanted to know, didn't it?
Oh, I think you have the wrong number.
No. Is this the cell number that he put on here? Is Mike Evans your husband?
Yes, he is my husband.
Yeah.
But you said you're calling from where, I'm sorry?
Montel Jordan OBGYN Clinic for Women's.
Oh, you haven't misunderstood. I'm not pregnant.
Well, he came in there with you yesterday.
I didn't come into a clinic yesterday.
Hold on. Your husband, Mike Evans, that works at United Parcel Service.
Yeah, that's my husband.
Yeah, y'all came in on yesterday.
No, he and I didn't come in the clinic yesterday.
And this is cell phone?
Yeah, he left his cell phone here today, and, you know, I picked it up, but he was at the clinic yesterday?
Yeah, down here at the OBGYN for Women's Clinic.
Who was he there with?
You. I reckon him. This is the number that he left. I was just calling to get y'all the results.
Okay, so I'm his wife, and he was there with somebody else, I presume.
Did you piss in a cup?
I'm telling you that I'm not pregnant. That's not me. I can't get pregnant. I wasn't peeing on no stick, and my husband was there.
Is you light-skinned?
No, I'm not. Who the hell was he with? Wait a minute. He was there with some light-skinned chick?
You might need to give him a call because he didn't raw dog somebody.
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
He raw dog somebody because she's pregnant down here. And they left for the cell phone number on there, and they got house and cell number.
You know what? Don't even, you have his work phone number. Don't even call him at work, because I'm about to blast his ass right now. Are you serious? This is some bullshit.
I'm not trying to be missed. I don't keep up
with this
because I'm saved.
I cannot believe. What's your name?
I'm Bernice down here at the Montel Jordan OBGYN for Women's.
Montel Jordan's? Oh, my God.
Yeah, do y'all use protection?
No.
Well, it's a couple of y'all. What's your name?
My name is Tamika.
Baby, let me just keep it real with you. He ain't shit. Now, I'm just going to keep it real with you. Then I had to wait to hold on with my boss, anybody. Hold on. And I'm just going to tell you here. I don't do this here. Okay? I'm just working down here part-time. I get so secured, I ain't got to work nowhere. But I'm going to tell you, he ain't and you need to move on and find somebody. He done got some other whore or skeezer down here pregnant and stuff. And then you got to take care of the baby. You need to leave his ass.
Oh, this is done. This is his last straw. I cannot believe this.
I'm just going to keep it 100 with you, like my grandbaby say. Just leave him. Leave him. Leave him.
I am going
to. You need
leave
me
him
to pray for you. Bow your head. Let me pray for you. Lord, help this woman. Her husband ain't no good. Send her the right one, Lord. His husband and went round here and then fornicated with another woman and took her down that Montel Jordan, no BGYN.
Oh,
no,
you know what?
Don't cuss during prayer. Hold on.
No, you stop. This is a he's on his prayer.
Help this lady on this phone, because he told us
the
down here they got five kids and stuff, and this going to be a 6-1. He told us everything. You only said, Lord, that everything that's in the dark going to come to the light.
This new year,
you revealed the truth in 2010 that that nigga ain't about nothing. Meet us in a dying hour with these men. That's your name, Jesus. Pray for everything. Amen. Hello?
Did you just say his 6-1?
Yeah, he said he had 3 children. You talk to the Lord about that. Okay.
Wait a minute. I need to get some more information.
Don't get mad. This is Ricky Smiley.
Oh, my God. You about to get my husband.
Yo, what's going on? You got the fat man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show, y'all. We just up in here having some fun and everything. Big shout-out to my girl, Alicia South, who's out there working at the school district, you know, working for the school district and this and the other, working with them little badass kids and everything, trying to make sure that they got checks and balances and all of that shit and everything. So big shout out to Alicia South, South Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean. She rolling with me this morning. She's in the house. She's in the building with your boy Fat Man and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's 9:20. Boy, I swear that Ricky Smiley, boy, he tickled the shit out of me. 9:20 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We just getting it in, y'all. Wake your ass up. You know, I'm starting to wake up and everything. And you need to wake up because my thing is this. It's 2014, y'all. Sometimes you got to get rid of the old to get to the new. Sometimes the new is like the old, you know what I'm saying? And you don't even need both of them. So I'm going to go, and this is my theme song for the new year of 2014, No New Friends by my man Drake. Let's go.
Another one.
Yeah. Stay down with my day one niggas and we in the club screaming no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new.
DJ Khaled!
Still
Khaled.
Here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. I stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say.
Man, this shit so ill that we had to restart it. Ace time I'm second home like I'm James Harden. Money counter go brrr when you selling out the garden. Four car garage, pouring some Minaj's. Birdman go brrr cause he know this shit retarded. Fuck her on the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch your ass really cost, started from the bottom, yes lord. OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my niggas. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my niggas. All my bitches love me, if I had a baby mama she would probably be richer than a lot of you niggas. Ayy, that's luxury, dawg. Day one niggas, man, you stuck with me, dawg. Ever since YouTube niggas been calling me the leader of the new school. Fuck with me, dawg, yeah.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. I stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas.
You know what it is,
stay down from day one, so I say.
Yo, bitch, all in my photographs. Whole niggas got hate for me. Big homies all certified. Nothing niggas gon' take from me. Follow code, study game. Feed fam, nigga fuck fame. All black, my whip foreign. These bad hoes keep tiptoeing. Down in Turks and Caicos. Dope boy, that's my dress code. All I hug is blood, nigga. Khaled, that's my fleshed out. All I want is love, nigga. Money bring that stress out. Smoke good, I love life. Strip club like every night, my same niggas. Day one, straight minutes.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. I stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say.
I'm here with my niggas. I'm too hot to be friendly. They throw dirt on my name. Well, that's why they still dig me. And I'm tired of all this hating. I thank God for my patience. I thank God for my homies. I wish we could trade places. Bitch, we good fellas. Boy, all them niggas with you, they just power bearers. And if we ball catchers, remember, sip slow, live fast. Young money, stay young. I've been cash money since day one.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new.
Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new new. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need just no flow, new friends,
live
no
fast,
new friends,
young
no
money,
new friends,
stay
no
young,
new.
Been cash money since day one,
stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas, one more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas, fuck all y'all niggas, stay down from day one, so I say.
Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga.
First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga K shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass, go to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
Said that I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys, my niggas.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga tripping on a half a beat. When we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. You know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Drink to act right, by the case, my nigga. Drink to act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. Got weight. My nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, my nigga get a plate. And I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga, and I ain't going in that trying to leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe. Nigga, if I don't want enough room, cause I came with my niggas. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Let it on my ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
What's going on? Wake your ass up. I want to show you that the voice fat man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. 9:29 a.m. out here. You know what I'm saying? It's 69 degrees, y'all. Supposed to be the high of like 67 or something like that. 70 degrees or something like that. What's going on? You got your voice fat man up in here. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's up with me this morning. Big shout out to South Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Illimati, you know what I'm saying? Sherry Berry Cobbins, my man Da Vinci, my girl Washita, Bowmania, my man Anthony McWhite, Daryl Grizza, or whatever, I can't pronounce his last name, my man Trey G, my man Montreal Montgomery, Christy Marie McDaniel, Tyra Glover, and Anne-Marie Carmelo, and Caluminati, and Angelica Russo. What's going on, everybody? You know what I'm saying? Y'all rolling with the Fat Man and everything. And of course, Norman Cotton, who's rolling with the Fat Man, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Big shout-out to my man Todd Wharton, you know what I'm saying? He has created Local Talent Connect. You know, you could go there and create you a site and everything like that. Get your groove on and get your network on. Listen, everybody, I appreciate y'all rolling with me this morning and logging on and everything. You know what I'm saying? Look, y'all, you know, we gotta learn how to work together. We gotta learn how to support one another. You know what I'm saying? I know I made a statement that said, you know, people that used to support my radio show now don't support it and this, that, and the other. You know what? I really don't, that really doesn't bother me about if you're supporting my radio show or not. What bothers me is me staying consistent in doing my radio show. I don't care if anybody rolls with me. I don't care if anybody don't like what I'm saying all the time. Everybody's not going to agree with me. We are grown men and women. We're not going to agree to everything and everything that we do and everything like that. But I wish everybody all the luck and all the blessings in the world. If I've inspired you to do your own radio show, then have at it. You know what I'm saying? If I've inspired you to do your own cooking show, have at it and everything. This is what networking is for. We're supposed to inspire each other. We're supposed to be able to feed off of each other and work with one another and everything, not get upset or make, you know, I don't know. It's so much that I could talk about, it's not even really worth it. So my thing is this, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Fat Man going to keep doing his damn thing. He going to keep doing the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. He going to keep doing Unsigned Hype. And coming soon, coming in February, we coming back. We're cooking with Fat, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get back in the kitchen with a lot of my local chefs and everything, and we're going to do the damn thing. It's up to me to stay consistent. It's not up to me to make sure that you stay consistent. It's not up to me to make sure that your life runs in a correct manner. It's not up to me to make sure that everything is going right in your career. It's about my career. It's about me. It's about Fat Man. It's about me taking care of me. Because how can I take care of you if I can't even take care of my damn self? Y'all need to think about that. You know what I'm saying? Stop worrying about whoever else is doing what and whatever and what other person is blowing up. Worry about what you're doing. Do what you do best. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm doing the fuck out of what I do best. And ain't nobody bad like me. And ain't nobody got a voice and can do the shit that I can do. Fat Man, hosting these mixtapes and everything like that there. Yeah, that's right. I'm tooting my own horn because sometimes you got to pat your own self on the back because no one is there to pat you on the back and everything like that. And if your self-confidence and my self-esteem isn't up to par and I don't believe in myself, who else is going to believe in me? Who else is going to sell me better than I can sell myself? Nobody. You know what I'm saying? So this is why I do the Fat Man Morning Show, Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, and things like that. It's called staying consistent. It's called keeping shit in the game. That's what it's called. It's called doing the damn thing and doing it because you could do it to it. It's called having talent. Simple as that, y'all. So listen, on that note, I appreciate y'all rolling with me. I appreciate y'all logging on and listening to me every morning, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Tomorrow we're going to be back up in here. I'm going to have a little surprise for y'all tomorrow morning on the Fat Man Morning, Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Big shout out to everybody that's been rolling with me. Love, peace, hair grease. You know what I'm saying? Stay out the streets. Love one another and help somebody out today. If you see somebody in need, help them out today, all right? All right, then, y'all. I'll catch y'all mañana. I'll see y'all tomorrow, y'all. I holla. Peace.
Throb. I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump, or should I say black trunk, sounding like I got an alligator in the back. Paint wetter than melted ice, rallying hockey strikes, burning rubber at every light. Me mugging like fuck your life. I be hustling all day and night, pushing all night and day, twisting and whipping, yay, getting my guapole. Salute for my goot and my pay, better not get in my way. From the Bay to LA to the A, this nigga connected. Worldwide nigga, this fixture how you beheaded. You ain't gotta like me, but you gotta respect. Woke up early in the morning and put one in the air. Got so high, thought about running for mayor. Slapped myself to make sure I was still there. Shit showered and shaved, and then I cut my hair. Today I'm trying to get laid and put a pounding on the money. Tryna find me a bitch with ass like a world star hip-hop bunny. Trying to get rich in this collective, stack my money. You can tell that I'm a D-boy by my baller tummy. Sometimes I dress uppity, sometimes I dress scummy. Sometimes I dress high class, sometimes I dress bummy. If it ain't about no cash, you can miss me. You can miss me. The time you can find is hustler tip. Bitch,
turn my music up. 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 Shit bang.
I've been running around all day trying to get my decimals up. Anybody that try to stop me, I think.